Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, what is this, May 21st, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Got a great show coming up for you today. As I've been promising everybody, I was going to try to get an expert on codecs on my show so we could talk a little bit about that and find out what's going on behind the scenes. And guess what? I've got somebody. Her name is Marilyn Barnwell. Now, I was after, what's that lady's name? Reva, is it? Was it? Well, I can't remember now. I got three different phone numbers on this lady to get her on the show, and I can't find her. She's evidently, Rima LeBeau, that's what her name was. Can't find her. So I got Marilyn, who the credentials on her are unbelievable. I'm going to read them off to you in a little bit, but first I want to remind everybody that we have the Freedom to Fascism movie available. Just you can order it free. Just email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. And don't forget, you got to promise me that you're going to watch it, bone up on it, and then show it to somebody who has not yet seen it, okay? Because that's the idea. We want to get people educated on that issue. Take a few minutes and go into this pledge drive, and I want to congratulate some people. You know, we've had this pledge drive ongoing now for, I don't know, about a week and a half or so, and I'm going to tell you, you know, I want to thank my listeners. We are making progress, folks. It is a good sign. Now, we're not there yet, and yes, we still need some more help, but we're getting there, and thanks to a lot of you people out there who have dug down. I want to thank you again. I really appreciate that. I want to especially thank Cecile and Robert in Enterprise, Oregon, $100 each. That's $200 total. Thank you so much, guys. There's a listener unnamed in Honolulu at $60. Harley in Austin, $20. Thank you, Harley. Ted in Paradise, California, $25. Thank you, Ted. Edward in Piscataway, New Jersey, $5. Thank you, Edward. Tom and Frida in Valrico, Florida, $100 one-time donation and a $25 monthly pledge. And they also ordered a KU satellite. Thank you so much, guys. You don't know how much we appreciate that. John and Sylvia in Michigan, $100. Thank you, guys. Carrie in Linden, Tennessee, $25. Thank you, Carrie. And Bryce in Henniker, New Hampshire, $100. Thank you, guys, so much. The donations are well appreciated, and they also go to an extremely good cause, and that is bringing valuable information to you guys. So remember, if you haven't already donated, please dig down. Even if you have donated and you got some more money to spend, okay, dig down, make a donation, go into republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, make a donation. You can send your donations to Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can just simply call up 800-724-2719, get a hold of Julie or Sandra, say hello, and pledge a donation. We still are not out of the woods yet, folks. We're making progress on this insurance settlement. Lord knows with insurance companies, though, how much they intend to settle for and if it'll be enough. But with your help, I think we're going to get through this. So, let's see. A quick email from William Ellifritz on the Ron Paul issue. As of 9:59 a.m. Eastern Time today, Congressman Ron Paul has the most YouTube subscribers of all presidential candidates, Republican and Democrat, with 5,679. Obama is next with 5,678, so he's one behind. But that's exciting. You know, I mean, Ron Paul is our greatest hope, folks. And guess what? He's up there right in the front of the race. So let's keep up the good work. This is Michael Herzog. I'll be back in three. Stick with me. I'm going to give a bio on my guest and then have her up for a little conversation.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Yes, come a little bit closer. I want you to listen really close to what Marilyn Barnwell has to say. I'm going to read a quick bio on her, and boy, it's so extensive, it would take me 20 minutes just to go through this, so I'm going to highlight some things for you. This lady was the who's who in America in 2005 through 2008. She's the who's who of American women 2006 to 2008, and the who's who in business and finance 2006-2008, and the who's who in the world in 2008. Marilyn Magruder Barnwell was president of the Magruder Agency, a bank financial consulting and profit analysis company from 79 through 92. She is recognized as the, quote, guru of North American private banking, so-called by Town and Country and Trust and Estates magazine. In the July 9, 1989 issue of Forbes, Barnwell was hailed as Dean of American Private Banking. Barnwell's company, and she's now retired, specialized in market segmentation strategies designed to identify affluent and middle market customer niches. Now, I'm not going to go through all of this, but I want to outline a couple of other points here. Prior to establishing the agency, Marilyn was employed by the United Bank of Denver for 8 years. While there, she was managed America's first private banking department called Executive Banking. She was United Bank's, and that's Denver's largest, first female vice president to manage major deposit and loan portfolios. Quoted in Time, Forbes, and Wall Street Journal, and many other important national journals and newspapers in the United States on issues dealing with banking and economics. She also served as the U.S. editorial consultant for Private Banker International. That's Lafferty Publications, London, Dublin. She's written several books about private banking. One was published by the American Bankers Association and sold for 2 years at $5,000 a copy. The book sold internationally through Lafferty Publications, London, Dublin, at 1,200 British pounds sterling per copy. I mean, this is impressive. And folks, it goes on and on and on and on. So anyway, the subject we're talking about is Codex. Now, she has written several articles regarding the issue of Codex in WorldNet Daily. She's also a journalist, widely recognized throughout the world. So without further ado, I'm going to welcome my guest, Marilyn Barnwell. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing fine. I started reading through your bio here, and I said, you know what? I don't have time to go through all this thing. This is quite impressive.
Sounds like I had a good life, huh? I was listening. It sounded great.
Yeah, well, you know, we could talk about banking all day long. The subject, as you know, I talked to you off the air, and the subject that I really want to get into and bone up on with these listeners is this Codex issue and the fact that they want to take my supplements away from me. You know,
and mine. Yeah.
And you know, for anybody, and you know this in the environment that we live in now, Marilyn, it is just, you know, almost imperative that we take some kind of supplements to, you know, build our immune systems and to fight off disease, because if we don't, we just let the sickness get to us. They charge us up the wazoo for prescriptions and they just bleed us dry in the medical system.
Isn't that a wonderful way for the pharmaceutical companies to make more money?
Yeah, and it's all tied in, you know.
That's right.
Behind the scenes. You know, let's do an overview of this, as far as the Codex situation is concerned, and for our listeners out there who are not familiar, let's kind of bring them up to speed on what's happening with Codex and who they are and how they, you know, they got started, and in particular, I want to talk a little bit about this Gross Klaus Baumann Beben guy. Then this he's kind of a Joseph Mengele of the Codex issue. Go
ahead. Right. I mean, he did. Well, I'm not going to say he did, but some of the German drug companies were involved with Joseph Mengele.
Yeah, and IG Pharma. I mean, all these people. I've got a good friend that comes on once a week. His name is Don Nikoloff, who wrote a fantastic article about IG. Well, it involves IG Pharma and the Nazi movement and some of the players in that game. So when you mentioned IG Pharma, it was not a surprise to me that they were involved. So all right. Anyway, let's go. Let's start here. Codex and how they were formed. How's that?
Well, 1962, they've been trying. Since that time, the United Nations has been trying to implement Codex in the United States, Michael. It's called Codex Alimentarius is its name, which translates from Latin to food code.
Mm-hmm.
And its purpose, they say, is to establish a set of international standards for food quality and safety to protect the health of consumers and ensure fair practices in international food trade. And it all sounds really good.
Yeah, they say, yeah.
But the story goes on. You know?
Yeah, okay.
You were absolutely right. Codex is part of a very well-thought-out agenda to destroy our rights to have access to vitamins and other supplements to keep us healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the less healthy we are, going back to what you said, the greater are the profits at pharmaceutical companies, because now we have to go get shots and prescriptions.
And, you know, on that subject, just for a moment, and, of course, the last time I went to the doctor, I don't know, it was, you know, 7-8 years ago, but you can't just go to the doctor anymore. You go to the doctor, they are going to refer you to a specialist, they're going to order a battery of tests and x-rays and usually an MRI and so forth. You can hardly go to the doctor anymore without spending $2,500, $3,000. You know, it happened to me a few years back when I went to a doctor for, you know, I had a problem with my ear. I lost my hearing in my ear. And they did a full MRI scan for my ear. Full body MRI scan for my ear.
Oh, my God.
Does that make any sense to you?
No. You know, no, it doesn't.
So this is, you know, obviously it's to bilk you out of as much as you can. So go ahead.
Well, you know, it was because of Codex and what was happening that Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, passed the legislation called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994.
Mm-hmm.
But Codex does not, I think it's important to know this, Codex does not eliminate our access to vitamins and herbs because of Codex. But when CAFTA was signed, because Ron Paul's legislation protected us under Codex, but when CAFTA was signed by the Congress in July of 2005,
mm-hmm.
It does eliminate it.
Okay. In July of 2005, when CAFTA was signed, it does eliminate it.
Yes, CAFTA does.
Okay.
Because CAFTA takes away the right. It demands that governments and United States and so on, every state, in fact, it demands it at every level, that it be given over to CAFTA to be able to determine food codes. And every country that's a member that has signed on to the CAFTA agreement. But, and your listeners have to be careful when they call their congressmen and senators, because they still tell people that the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994 protects their right to have access to vitamins and other food supplements. But after CAFTA, that was no longer true.
Okay, so in 705, the CAFTA agreement, this is no longer true now. And we've got what coming up? I mean, since they signed this CAFTA agreement, we no longer have the same access to what we had before, or what? I mean,
well, technically, no. In fact, if you'll recall here, just back on May 14th of this year, the United States Supreme Court refused to hear the case on ephedra,
okay,
which had been 2 years ago taken off of the market because a bad batch of ephedra got into some medication, and the FDA, which really didn't have the power to do so, stepped in and took it off the market.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that was in, I believe, August of 04 they did that.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they filed an appeal, and the appeal agreed with the ephedra people, saying the FDA really didn't have the right to take it off the market. Well, the 10th Federal District Court, or Appeals Court, rather, disagreed with that and overturned the overturn, and so it was appealed to the United States Supreme Court. And on May 14th, last week, the court refused to hear it, basically saying, well, the FDA does have the power. The reason the court made that decision, I believe, is because CAFTA says that the FDA does have that authority.
Well, now, CAFTA is the Central American Free Trade Agreement.
Right.
And tell me, if you know, how in the world CAFTA has any authority to say that the FDA, which is a national, United States, an agency, how they've tied this into the legislation somehow, or have they've overridden?
I'll tell you, this is like a pot with 100 snakes in it, and you got to get a hold of all of them.
Oh, my gosh. It's really like a Medusa, huh?
It is. Medusa. Where are all of the mystery writers when you really need them? Because I am telling you, this is, I don't know if you are familiar with Peck's term for evil, but malignant energy. That's what this is full of, malignant energy.
Mm-hmm.
But CAFTA. Okay, it was born at the World Trade Organization in Uruguay, and also at Miami later. But the U.S. representative for the American people at those meetings was an executive of the second largest privately held corporation in the world in terms of revenue. Now, that company distributes ingredients for processed food and, guess what? Pharmaceuticals. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we knew there was a connection somewhere. Go ahead.
That representative did such a good job of protecting his company, which was Cargo, that he later owned its Canadian affiliate. Mm. He's also president, he died in 2006, of their investor services company, and he's an expert in futures trades, or was. So anyway, they wanted to pass the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, right, FTAA.
Mm-hmm.
And that really makes North America, South America, into a single trade zone like the European Union. God, I hope your listeners aren't going to sleep, because once we get through this, you can get to some interesting questions.
Well, let me just stop you right there and tell them all to take a supplement, okay, one of the stimuli that I promote, and then we'll take a break, you know, take a deep breath, say kus fraba, listen closely, and we'll be right back. Marilyn, stick
all
with
right.
me. We've got a break coming up, and then we'll continue with this. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. My special guest, Marilyn Barnwell, will come back after the break. Stick with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Marilyn Barnwell, and we're talking about Codex here today. Short segment coming up, Marilyn. We're on the subject of the FTAA, and we're waking up the listeners, right? Because we know that there's 100 tentacles to this Medusa, and we've got to kind of get to the core. So go ahead.
Well, basically, FTAA was so draconian. They wanted it completed by January of 2005 and enforced by December of 2005, but it required that all existing and future laws conform to the standards set by the World Trade Organization, and the United States Congress just wasn't willing to go that far, not yet.
I see.
So they created the Central American Free Trade Agreement in its place, and it was passed in July of 2005. Now, CAFTA is what contains the paragraph that says this will supersede any laws in any state or any form of government. In other words, even the state of Texas, for example, cannot write a grandfather clause to get it out of, because it's, and it was passed by the Congress. Ron Paul wrote an article, by the way, about it that just said you cannot believe that it was passed illegally, frankly. They went beyond the 15-minute limit they have and so on. That's how all this is just going on all the time with this, Michael. Nothing just sort of flows along smoothly.
Well, yeah, I mean, our wonderful representative Ron Paul, his name pops up left and right all over the place, and you know, we're backing him and helping to promote him for the presidency, because I think he's the only shot we've got at anything anymore. That's only my political comment. However, back to, I forgot to ask whether you agreed with that or not, but that's a story.
Well, you know, I do, and I like Paul a lot. I happen to be a Tom Tancredo fan because I'm a Coloradan, and I really, really like Tom Tancredo, but I like them both a great deal.
Well, I will say one thing, and then I will rest, and that is go look at both of their voting records see which one you prefer. That's where the way I would leave that. Okay, so let's see. Back to where we were. So with the Central American Free Trade Agreement, what they're doing is they're superseding any laws, which means that once this goes through, there's no turning back. There's no you can't repeal the law. It's done.
That's right. Well, since CAFTA was passed, there is still hope. We had, right after the Supreme Court decision on ephedra last week, within 3 days, the Senate passed Senate Bill 108-2. Now, 108-2 basically says nutrients are deemed dangerous toxins.
Our Senate passed this.
Yes, it passed it. I want to say there is one thing that is coming up that is just critical, and that is 1561, I believe it is, House Bill 1561, which has not yet passed. That's the one people need to call their congressman, because it is the last piece that goes in this puzzle that puts it out of range of doing anything to change it.
Okay.
Short of revolution, you know, and going back to founding fathers and things like that.
Right. Well, so a couple things regarding H.R. 1561. This is the last piece of the puzzle, to use your words. And once this is implemented, then basically it's game over.
Sure.
What exactly, do you know anything about the wording of the legislation in H.R. 1561?
Well, I know it's the House version of 1082. And by the way, senators were taken really off guard at the public outrage over the passing of 1082, because it has language that can be used to seriously harass dietary supplements and enables the FDA to apply drug-related risk analysis to the safety of food and food ingredients. So if you happen to like a steak, and they determine that the fat in a T-bone is not good for you, it gives the FDA power, literally, to come in and take the steak off your table. It doesn't just deal with vitamins. It's the entire food code.
Well, I mean, this could literally, talking about, you know, a police state, this could literally put us into a position for begging for permission for whatever we eat, drink, consume in the way of alternative. In other words, we're going to have a government official basically standing over us, telling us what we can and can't do about anything we consume.
That's right. That's exactly what it means.
And it's close, very close to being implemented, which means that, and especially for you and I, Marilyn, because I know, you know, off the air you were telling me that, yes, you do take supplements as well, and I do. I use a product that actually I was on with the owner of the company last week that builds my immune system, and it gives me, you know, at my age, I'm 57 years old, at my age, you know, you need help, and otherwise you're lethargic. Of course, I don't know, maybe I should run more or something, I don't know, but at any rate, if they take this away from this, it puts us at their beck and mercy as far as what we can take and what they're going to literally charge us to give it to us.
Well, that's right, and I mean when you say charge us, I'll tell you what, the costs of some of these things. I know, for example, that in Germany, you can get 200 milligrams of vitamin C, and that's it. Otherwise, you have to have a prescription, and with the prescription, they're paying well over $100 for what used to cost $15.
Okay, let's stop right there. We got to take a break again. Then we got a long segment coming up, Marilyn. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, on the subject of Codex. Be back in three. Stick with us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Michael Herzog, the American Awakening. We're back, running down the road, trying to loosen somebody's load here on this Codex issue. Marilyn, this H.R. 1561, as you said, that puts the last piece of the puzzle in place, and once this happens, and I assume the president signs it, then it's over, the deal is done, we can never go back to where we were. It puts us in a position, such as you had mentioned with Germany, where, you know, we would have to, we can buy no more than 200 milligrams of vitamin C, which is, in essence, not much, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, who was it? Linus Pauling was the one who said you ought to be taking 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. I've never gotten that high, but he thought it was the right level. And he was a chemist and knew a whole lot more about it than me.
Yeah, I mean, but if this is implemented, then to take any more than that, or vitamin B or, you know, A or whatever you want, vitamin E, any of these, they will allow us to do this in very minuscule doses, but anything beyond that, we would have to go to a doctor, get a prescription, and be charged up the wazoo, which I would assume, you know, if it holds true with, like, any of the other pharmaceuticals that are out there, probably be tenfold what you could buy it for now.
Well, in Germany, and I know this to be true, that until 1996 you could buy freely, 500 milligrams of vitamin C tablets, just the way you can here.
Mm-hmm.
Now the highest dosage generally available to Germans is 200 milligrams, and anything higher is sold through pharmacies and at extremely high prices. I know that in Norway, all supplements, and they also, by the way, are both of these nations are Codex nations, all supplements that exceed the recommended daily allowance levels are considered drugs. The cutoff potency levels are 200 milligrams of C. You can get 2.4 milligrams of B1, 2.8 milligrams of B2, 4.2 milligrams of B6, and 32 milligrams of niacin or B12. And I know that what used to cost $15 to $20 in Norway now costs between $150 and $190. So we're not talking a little price increase here, Michael.
No, and who's the money makers on this? I mean, the pharmaceutical companies are probably kicking back the government a portion of this for, or am I wrong there? I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's even the issue. I think my suspicious little mind thinks that the pharmaceutical companies in the United States, I mean, as it relates to the United States, want control because if they can put control in the hands of the FDA, which is the lapdog of the pharmaceutical industry,
mm-hmm.
then basically they will be able to manufacture and sell and control the price structure all the way across the board. That's what I think the objective is.
And already, you know, if I can't, I went out and got a TV about a month ago. I got so mad at my TV 6-7 months ago watching some of this political spin that I threw it out. And I wound up about a month ago, I went back out and I bought another one. And I can't sit down and watch a baseball game or, you know, anything on TV without them lambasting me with these ads for pharmaceuticals. And they're even, you know, they're coming up with illnesses that I've never even heard of to sell them. And then they tell you to ask your doctor if you have this or what that or the other thing. I mean, and it's all designed to put America on drugs.
That's right.
And so that takes it to a whole new level because all of the enlightened ones, such as us, the ones that are smart enough to know that the alternative medicines do the exact same or probably a better thing than the drugs do because the drugs are a derivative of the herb itself. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. See, the thing is that a natural substance cannot be patented. So the drug companies can't get in. It's like the camel putting its nose under the tent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get in the tent somehow. And so they can't patent a natural substance. So the only way to control and take away the profits from the natural supplement industry is this way.
And
the money deal.
Yeah, it's to take away the profits and to put them into their pockets. Yeah, so again, what we have now, you know, and I'm looking at this, you know, realistically, what we have now is we have a spin machine, i.e. the television set, that is propagandizing the heck out of the American people, they're actually telling them to look for a specific disease. I heard one, I don't know, it was the other night, it was like, I can't even remember the name of it, it was like twitchy knee syndrome or something stupid. It was just stupid.
Oh, I know. Restless leg syndrome. It's part of fibromyalgia. Yeah, go
ahead. Okay, restless leg syndrome. And then it says, and so if you're sitting there watching TV, you know, and you got a nervous twitch in your leg, subliminally speaking, because of the resonances on the television set, it's suggesting to you that you might have this disease, and the average Joe Sixpack may just call his doctor and say, you know, my leg was twitching. I don't know. It could be. And the next thing you know, the doctor's giving him a prescription for this with side effects. Well, it moves it to a whole nother level because the smart people like us that are taking the alternative medications, we're not going, you know, we're not listening to them on the television. We're going to the health food store and we're doing our research on it. We're buying whatever we need to buy to you know, build our immune systems. Okay, so they don't have control of us yet. They have control. I don't even know. What is the percentage, Marilyn, do you know of people that are on drugs in this country? Some sort of, you know, Prozac or any kind of mind-altering drug, Xanax?
Well, I think it's something like, I think I heard 78%. I do know this. I do know that 50% of the health dollars that are spent go toward supplements.
Well, you know, I really believe that I dated a girl once. I mean, this is a quick story. I dated a girl once back in Phoenix, and this, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. And she was on Prozac, and I didn't know it, you know. And, it's, of course, you're in that feeling out stage where you're getting to know each other, yada, yada, yada. And she opens up her purse, and, I mean, she had a literal drugstore in her purse with all of these things. And I said, what in the world are you doing? Well, the doctor says I need to take this, that, and the other thing. Well, I don't even know who I'm dating. You know, because yeah. Lord knows who you'd be dating if she came down off all that stuff, you know. So at any rate, you've got these people that are going, you know, they're listening to the TV. They're being bombarded subliminally. They're going out and obviously if it isn't correct that there are 78% of the population that's on some kind of drug, this mass propaganda TV ad campaign is working.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
They're making billions and if not trillions of dollars doing this. And they're saying, well, you know, there's a small segment of the population that we still don't have yet, and that is the people that believe in the alternative or are smart enough not to, you know, fall into our trap, so we've got to get a handle on those as well.
Or people who will stay well by taking supplements so that they don't become a customer of the drug companies.
Right, and they don't want us to stay well, which, you know, spins off into a whole different subject of what I had covered a little bit on a show I had last week, and that is, well, chemtrails, for example. Okay, yeah. You know, have you done any research regarding that issue?
Oh, yeah, we have them over Western Colorado all the time.
Mm-hmm. And have you done the research on what kind of chemicals and particles are in those chemtrails?
And how many pets they've made sick, and how many people they've made sick. Yeah, I did. I don't remember it. It was a while back because I wrote an article about it. But you know.
Well, and they're coming at us from all different angles. That's just one avenue. I mean, they're irradiating our food. They're putting, I can't remember, some kind of bacteria on meat to prevent it from...
Lettuce.
And then we've got this issue of tainted lettuce or tainted spinach? Which one was it?
Spinach. And interestingly, they all came from an organic farm.
Wow.
That was before they began the spraying. One of the interesting things I found out recently, I was in my local Safeway and I was asking them questions about where is, you know, your organic section and where are the foods that come from Mexico? And she said almost all of the foods in the organic section are from Mexico.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
And you would not, and nobody's going to tell you that unless you specifically ask them.
Well, my guess is had I gotten the manager and asked that question, I wouldn't have gotten an answer. But I got an answer because this was just a little gal who was standing out there stocking the thing, and I almost fell over.
And yeah, but she wasn't smart enough to be able to lie to you about it.
That's right.
And then you got the issue of the pet food. I mean, you know, I'm a prime example. My cat died just about, 4 months ago. And we couldn't figure it out. The cat was just fine. All right, was laying on the bed, and then it just died. And that was right at the time where they had the, you know, the reports came out about the Purina, I believe it was Purina, was the pet food. She was eating the pet food that was tainted, and she wound up dying. This stuff, I believe, came from China. But the point that I'm trying to make here is this is coming from all over the place. We're being poisoned left and right.
Isn't it interesting that scare happened right at the time they were going to pass Senate Bill 108-2 and just before the Supreme Court case and just as Codex is coming in? It's like the rest of the strategy. Keep people afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because then they'll say, "Oh yeah, we really need that legislation."
Oh yeah, it's you know, the fear and greed. That is the two biggest motivating factors in the human populace, and fear is the biggest one. And they do this all the time. They propagandize, you know, they propagandize on the television, both through the news with the fear of, you know, terrorist attacks. And then also they do the same thing along with these, even the, not the sitcoms, but the hour shows like 24 and so forth. It's all conditioning us. And it's all for an agenda. Nothing happens by accident. You know, you said, well, isn't it coincidental that, you know, this legislation was passed right around the same time? Isn't it coincidental that the Twin Towers fell and within 3 weeks they had the Patriot Act that had to take at least 4 months to write? that happen to be ready in 3 weeks. I mean, you know,
nothing
happens by accident here.
That's
now,
right.
You know, as I'm looking through this, and by the way, for the listeners out there, I've scanned through, and I haven't, with all due respect to you, Marilyn, I haven't had the opportunity, haven't had the time to go in and read all of these articles because there's a plethora of them. But you had mentioned to me the article on cancer, correct?
Right.
The drug industry choking cancer victims, is that the one you're
speaking of? Yeah, that's it.
And there's one, a specific thing I noticed here, just a quick paragraph. Chapter 26 of the Definitive Guide to Cancer.
The Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide to Cancer. It's a book everybody needs to read, not because of cancer, but because of the research that has been done that shows where the research dollars are going, and it's not going to look for cures, it's going to look for treatments.
Well, now tell me, in your professional capacity, and you may or may not know the answer to this, but in your professional capacity, I have heard rumor that there are cures for cancer. I know for a fact that there are places in the world that will treat you for cancer, for example, India, Thailand, they will treat you for your cancer for one-tenth the cost of what they treat you here in the United States for. And it seems to be that what they do is they literally want to, well, for example, the chemotherapy. They literally want to drain you of money in this country.
Well, you have to understand, cancer is a trillion-dollar business. Now, you've got an economy that's sort of sitting on the edge of a cliff that nobody wants to admit is happening, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think would happen to the economy in this country if you pulled $1 trillion worth of cancer treatment business out of it?
It would make a dent.
You know,
I was reading on the CIA records here the other day, and I was looking at, you know, assets versus deficits and in accordance with countries. And the richest country in the world, which the American people are propagandizing to thinking it's us, is really China.
That's right.
And the figure, I believe off the top of my head, was like $379 trillion. Guess who is the poorest country in the world with the most liabilities?
Oh, when you look at liabilities, the
right.
United States.
The United States is. They
and
are.
And they don't state the federal deficit anywhere near to what it really is.
Oh, no. No, the what do we got? We got some.
Something happened there. My engineer's going, wasn't me. Did you hear that, Marilyn?
There was I didn't.
Oh, okay. There was some kind of a feedback or something that came through there. Anyway, on the opposite side of the spectrum, the United States, and I can't remember the figure. I don't have the sheet in front of me, but it's like the exact opposite of China. We've got like 379 ultimately in debt, $1 trillion, you know, in financial obligations and so forth. But yet, it never ceases to amaze me when I walk around and I'll hear somebody chatter at a baseball game or whatever. We're the richest country in the world. No, we're not. That's what they've taught you to believe, but that isn't the case. Getting back to the situation where, you know, with the cancer treatments and so forth, here, if you get cancer, they will treat you normally with chemotherapy or whatever,
right.
and it's an ongoing treatment, and the chemotherapy kills the good cells as well as the bad.
Right.
And it's a very expensive treatment, and your hair winds up falling out and so forth. In other countries in the world, for whatever reason, they isolate the chemotherapy treatment into the bad cells. Now, why do they not do it here?
Because it's a $1 trillion business.
Exactly.
I mean, when you think of the pain and suffering and the price emotionally that people pay for that kind of suffering, there is no justification anywhere on the face of the earth for that kind of behavior. And I'll tell you, we were talking about Farben being at the basis of.
I'm just getting to that. You're getting. Yeah, I was just about ready to read that. Go ahead.
Farben, which was a company located in Frankfurt, it was not so much a drug and chemical company as it was an interlocking web of dozens of companies around the world. Well, by 1940, Farben was Europe's largest industrial corporation and the world's largest chemical manufacturer, and it functioned in 93 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they ended up being, you know, taking, well, let's see. They were giving mustard gas. They were using it in tests for lung cancer at the same time they were using it on American GIs in the field to kill them. They produced, Farben produced the gases used in the German concentration camps, and that was their downfall. They were dismembered as a result of that. But Bayer, BASF,
Procter & Gamble, Monsanto, you know, there was a scandal, and I can't recall, there was a scandal with Bayer not too long ago.
Bayer and BASF, no, mm-hmm. wait, it was BASF and La Roche Holding of Switzerland, pled guilty to the largest antitrust conspiracy that was found to fix vitamin prices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, each of them, let's see, BASF, I believe, paid $500 million, and La Roche paid $225 million in fines.
And we run right down to the store and say, oh, Bayer aspirin, yeah, good for kids, let's buy some. Listen, we got to go to a break here, Marilyn. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll be back in three with my special guest, Marilyn Barnwell. Stick with us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Marilyn Barnwell. We're on the subject of Codex and a couple other things, IG Farben and Drugs and all kinds of good stuff to grab our money. This is a short segment coming up here, and I'm going to, now, Marilyn, now, my listeners are very, very interesting people because I'm going to open up the phone lines, and when I do that, they won't call. When I don't open up the phone lines, they do call, okay? They do this to me all the time. So, at any rate, I'll have a guest on for 30, 40 minutes, and my phone lines will just light up because I didn't open up the lines. And as soon as I open up, nobody calls me. So, we'll try this. Well, this is 800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment for my guest, Marilyn Barnwell, on the subject of Codex Alimentarius, please give us a call. Lines are open. I was perusing through this article. You know, we were looking at this the IG Farben deal and the fact that Bayer, Procter & Gamble, and Monsanto, all of these, they have an interest in these.
But yeah, Dow Chemical, Letter League.
Yeah, and I read down a little bit further, and you have to forgive me again because I haven't had the time to actually read through this whole article. And by the way, listeners, this was penned by Marilyn Barnwell and put on WorldNet Daily. This was back in March of 2005. And there's a paragraph here I want to read. And now that I've got the author of this here, you can comment on it. Something I didn't know. By the 1860s, now listen to this, folks. By the 1860s, John D. Rockefeller Sr. owned the world's largest refinery. By 1879, he owned 90% of America's oil refinery capacity. According to Definitive Guide, Farben and Rockefeller cut a deal in 1929 that Farben would stay out of oil outside of Germany and sell only chemicals. Farben received 2% of Standard stock worth $35 million. In essence, the deal struck by these two giants of industry positioned them to control both the drugs and the oil in the world. So this is all, it's almost like we've got this little clique at the top of the good old boys that control the entire network of all of the, you know, entities of the world. And you almost feel like you're a pawn being played in a game here.
Well, that's kind of the way they view you, I think, Michael, to tell you the truth. Getting back to Codex for just a minute, the original proposals for Codex came out of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
It came from a panel sponsored by three giant drug companies, Hecht, Bayer, and BASF. They're in existence because of Farben. Okay?
Okay.
So, and by the way, the thing you had heard about Bayer was that there was a suit filed in May of, I think it was last year, but I'm not sure, that they participated in Nazi medical experiments, some of which were done under the direction of Joseph Mengele.
Oh, maybe that was it. Okay. Well, listen, I got some more for you, but let's go to a caller. You want to? Let's go to Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you're on with Michael in Maryland. Go ahead.
You know, obviously, if we could control the food supply, then you can control the people. The best weapon in war is not a gun or a bullet. It's the food. Is that correct?
I would think so, yeah.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
So, it's...
Well, and add on top of that who controls the supply of oil, which gives us heat, you know? So you've got food, heat, and medical care.
They got it all, don't they?
Yeah.
But you know what?
Well, that's why we have to... I do hope you will call your congressman and tell him he will never go back to Congress if he votes for 1561. Please.
You know what? I'll call him, but they ain't scared of that. You know.
Everybody's telling them that, but
Jeff, we got to go to a break here. I'll hold you over if you want. But
yeah, I'll hang on.
Yeah. The thing is that we have been putting the heat on Congress and the Senate on the hate crimes legislation, and it's been working. We put heat on Fox to get Paul in the debates. That worked. I mean, there's a number of things. When we put heat on them and pressure, it works. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Marilyn Barnwell, and I've got Jeff on the line. Stick with us.
'Cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
A message for